So the world is getting very interesting. I like to think of it as two strong forces. We have a force of the US economy accelerating, but we also have a concern about tariffs getting bigger. It's like two big tug-of-war forces, and they've both got stronger since we've last met. So how should we be playing this? Well, I'm going to argue to you that you need to have a bet each way. We don't know which force is going to dominate, but we are in a classic period of brinkmanship when it comes to tariffs. And we've seen this before. We saw it with Greece. We saw a bimodal outcome when it came to Brexit. And when we get these situations in the market where you can't be sure, you look for opportunities to take a bet each way and get a good return under either scenario. So let me talk through these scenarios and how I think we should be playing it. Let's start with the US economy, because that's been quite interesting over the last 3 months. First off, we've had an acceleration in US growth still. Unemployment's reaching new lows. We're 0.7 through the so-called NARU, or non-accelerating rate of inflation. And we're actually starting to see signs that wages are stirring. With this event, we're starting to see the Fed get a little bit more hawkish. But there's also another reason why they're getting hawkish. Their estimate of what the neutral cash rate is, or the cash rate that stops the economy from accelerating or decelerating, is about 3%. But it's starting to drift higher. And they're taking this into account now. So we're starting to see the Fed get a little bit more concerned about growth accelerating, and I think we're going to see them start to push a little bit harder on their forecast for higher interest rates over the next 2 years. And we might see that as early as this coming week with their September FOMC meeting. So we're very convinced that the US economy on its own would be justifying much higher rates, and it's this tariff distraction, or might not end up being a distraction, but this tariff fight that is keeping US rates at bay. So how is it going to play out with the Chinese? So far, Trump has kept the pressure very high, but at a level that's not disrupting the US markets, and that's quite important. The US markets, the US markets were quite relieved when Trump came out with just a 10% tariff on $200 billion last week. And if we think about that, the economic impact's going to be rather small, because they've already had a 10% fall in the Chinese currency, and so the inflationary impact will be a bit of a wash between a weaker currency and a 10% rise in prices. And so Trump manages to get this $200 billion impact through without disrupting the US economy, and that's why we're getting a cheer from the equity markets right now. Now, that's all very good and well for now, but when we get to January 1, that's going to step up to 25%, and that's not going to be able to be absorbed by the US economy without showing some inflation and some impact on growth. So the market, in essence, right now is running with the idea that the threat's there, but it's still not going to be realised. Now, if that threat does get realised, and quite frankly, we think it's too hard to call, and that's not just because we're sitting back throwing our hands in the air, that's from talking to all our consultants that talk to the Chinese and they talk to Washington. And they really think they can't see how this de-escalates here, given some of the demands that Trump is making on the Chinese, such as foregoing their Made in 2025 technology plan. So there's every chance this is going to escalate. And in brinkmanship, it always gets worse before they get a result. And so we still have to be prepared for that in our portfolios. So what do? You look for a good risk reward on both scenarios. If it escalates and Trump moves after January 1 to tax the last $267 billion of goods that he talks about, well, then that's going to be quite disruptive for the global economy. At the same time, the Chinese are going to respond somewhat more aggressively. And we believe that means they'll let the renminbi fall or weaken the Chinese currency. And that, for us, becomes a very good risk-reward option for a tariff war. And so we can look for that currency to weaken through 7, so dollar renminbi up through 7, and we can do option trades on that give us a 6 or 7 to 1 reward if that happens early next year. So that's one scenario we cover. Then on the rate side, if this was to calm down with tariffs, we're now looking at the strong US economy driving higher expectations of Fed hikes and returning some risk premium into the bond market and moving bonds to our long-held forecast of 3.5% to 4%. And that will happen rather quickly if we get a resolution on the tariff side. Again, we do that in options. So what we're suggesting for our investors, and indeed what we're doing in our portfolio, is saying don't be overconfident on the outcome here, but have a bet each way.